back at Central Christian College. Starting lineups are being introduced here. 1A Division II, Substate number 2, championship game, Hutch Central Christian and Lebo. Let's go over our starting lineup, brought to you by Heartland Office System, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service. You can count on Heartland Office System, which is all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. For Central Christian, 18-4 on the season, defeated Merazine Valley 59-47 to get here. Coached by DJ Kaufman in his sixth season, 110-32. Reese Swanson will start, 5'11 sophomore, 6.6 rebounds. Jessa Loso, a 5'9 junior at 12.7 rebounds. Bill Barnett, 5'7 senior, 11.5 rebounds. Avery Kaufman, 5'3 sophomore, 8.2 rebounds. And Ava Newcomb, 5'6 junior, 2.2 rebounds to assist. For Lebo, the top-ranked team in 1A, Division II, 19-2. Coached by Patrick Gardner in year number 6, 121-20, 222, and 128 overall with a time at Hartford, guiding the Jaguars. Here's their lineup. Allie Peak, 5'7 junior, 4 points a game. Allison Conrady, 5'8 junior, 8 points a game. Abby Jones, 5'5 senior, 5 points. Sierra Crouch, 5'6 senior, 11 points a game. And Sage Hadley, looking to go to work, 5'9 senior, 20 points a game. Starting lineup brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all their endeavors. Lebo and home whites with red lettering, red and black trim with wolves across the chest. Central Christian, all greens with white lettering and white trim with Central Christian below, Central on the top of the numeral, Christian on below the numeral. New officiating crew for this one, and here we go. Tap is controlled by Central Christian, moving from left to right. Bill Barnett with it, now up top. Kaufman, a three from the top, too strong. Rebound picked up by Barnett. Barnett baseline here near side. Left to right for Central Christian here in half number one. Bill Barnett, right wing, man-to-man defense for Patrick Gardner's Lady Wolves. Avery Kaufman swings it to Bell Barnett, left wing a three, too strong. Rebound picked up by Conrad for Lebo. Abby Jones, right wing, her sister Brooklyn at Kansas State. Trap. Here is Conrad here in the near corner, now baseline. Conrad needs some help, kicks it to Sage Hadley in the paint. Sage lost it. It is stolen away by Kaufman. Here comes Central Christian, left to right. Bill Barnett, and they're going to get an offensive foul. Noah, open the arm, and one called. Bill Barnett as Conrad trying to draw the offensive foul. Oh, this guy has officiated some games in Salina. As Bill Barnett with the and one. Oh, they waved it off. They waved off the shot. Foul is on Conrad. Her first. Team foul number one on Lebo. 5 seconds called, and Lebo getting it back on the five count. And they brought the pressure there, and a turnover for Central Christian. We're almost a minute in. No score. Sierra Crouch bringing up the floor to Allie Peak. Allie Peak kicks it out to Abby Jones. Jones in the paint. Here's Sierra Crouch in the near corner. Crouch kicks it out to Conrad right wing. Conrad needs some help. Lob in. Sage Hadley, right side. Laid it in for Sage. Go to work, Sage. Sage from Peak. 2-0 Lebo. And 5 seconds again on Central Christian, and this is going to get interesting. Lebo will have it in front court. 2-0. Oh, they need to change the scoreboard. They have the logos wrong. They have Cardinals and Jaguars still. Inbounds, a tip in. That was as another bucket right side of lane. Sage Hadley. Abby Jones was going up for a tip in. It landed in the hands of Sage Hadley. And another 5 seconds called. Oh, a jump ball called, and Lebo will have it on the arrow. Oh my, good start for the black and red. Now I can truly say black and red. As Lebo will get it. Jones in, bound left wrong bucket. Bounce pass in the Crouch and lost the handle, and it'll be off Sierra. Turnover for Lebo. 4-0 at 6:31 to go. They need to change the names on the scoreboard. They didn't do that, and they have plenty of time to change it. Bill Barnett brings it across the timeline as Lebo will go right to left here in the first half. Newcomb gets a loose, and it's out of bounds off of Central Christian. Loso, left side of the lane, turned it over. It's off of her. And it'll go to Lebo. 6:21 to go here in the first quarter, leading 4-0. Sierra Crouch, right-handed dribble across the timeline. Crouch looking for some help to Jones here near wing. Lob it in, Sage Hadley. Low post left side, floater. Yes for Sage! Sage was all six. Hadley going to work. And it's 6-0 in favor of the Wolves. 2 minutes in, Sage Hadley going to work here. Here's a skip pass to Newcomb. Now here is Loso to the cup right side. Rejected by Hadley, but called with the foul on the block. Loso will shoot two. Hadley's first, team foul number two. They got it on Sage Hadley, her first, team foul number two, at 5:51 to go. And this will send Loso to the free throw line, swish the first one home, ends a 6-0 run. Loso coming in at 50% from the free throw line. Mentioned on Sports in Kansas on social media earlier this week. Second one too strong for Loso. Rebound Sierra Crouch. 6-1 in favor of Lebo. 5:45 to go here in the opening quarter in this sub-state number two championship game of the McPherson Elyria Christian Regional. Sage Hadley in the paint. Kicks out Sierra Crouch here in the near corner. The alley peak, lob it in. Sage Hadley going to work. Lost it, kicked it out to Conrady. Jones at the top, now alley peak. Sierra Crouch with it here near side, spins to alley peak here in the near corner. Alley in the paint, kicks it to Jones. Jones at the free throw line, jumper on the way, almost off the glass in. Offensive rebound, Hadley missed the putback. And the rebound goes to Central Christian. 5:15 to go here in the first. Lebo leads 6-1. Barnett here near wing, fires the three, too strong. Offensive win, the rebound. Rebound picked up by Sage Hadley. Here comes Lebo down the floor, 3 minutes in. Conrad, top of the key, a deep three, short. Offensive rebound, Crouch, put back, miss from the left side. Rebound picked up by, and there's a steal by Crouch. Got it poked away as Coffin lost it, stolen by Crouch. And they will say Crouch turned it over, went into the Hartford or the Lebo bench. 4:46 to go in the first. Lebo leads 6-1. Inbounds to Kaufman. Now Barnett here in the near wing, man-to-man defense for Pat Gardner's bunch. Newcomb to the cup left side, got fouled in the act, left side of the lane. It'll be two free throws for Central Christian at 4:35 to go in the opening quarter. Foul on Sage Hadley. That's number two on Sage. They put 13 on the board. There's no 13. So Sage with two. Team foul number three for Lebo. Now send Newcomb to the line. First one too strong for Ava Newcomb, 5'6 junior. Shooting 77% from the free throw line. Well, and Pat Gardner's like, that should be on 31. They said 13. There's no 13 on the floor, everybody. Got to adjust the scoreboard just like the names. Well, now we're going to have a word. The officials are probably going to change it. They're going to maybe change the foul. No. No, they said the foul was on Sage. So Sage got to play careful here with two quick fouls here in the opening quarter. Second one for Ava Newcomb. Too strong. Rebound into the hands of Sierra Crouch. 6-1 in favor of Lebo. 4.5 to go. Opening quarter. Conrady here near wing. Allison Conrady needs some help. Got poked away but tracked it down right wing. Up top, Alley Peak. Two subs at the table for Lebo. Alley Peak, left side of the lane, hands off. Sierra Crouch, set back three here near corner. Off. Rebound tracked down by Ava Newcomb for Hutch Central Christian. 4:10 to go, first quarter. 6-1 in favor of Lebo. Right wing, Bell Barnett. Now Loso, skip pass, Newcomb, left wing. Newcomb needs some help. Needs some help, far side to Loso. Loso looking to work baseline against Sage, and they wave off the shot, a travel. Good defense from Sage Hadley there to force the travel on Loso. As Ellie Grimmett along with Rachel Barnhart will check in for Lebo as Bradley comes out along with Ali Peak. Oh, Hartford or Lebo got to do work here with Hadley on the bench. Grimmett kicks it out to Abby Jones. Grimmett, 5'6 sophomore. Barnhart, also a 5'6 sophomore. Jones to Grimmett in the far corner. In the Barnhart, got it deflected. Off Central Christian, Losa was the one to deflect it. Stays with Lebo. 6-1 in favor of the Wolves at 3:29 go in the opening quarter from Jerry Alexander Arena on the campus of Central Christian College in McPherson. First sub, it's Avery Duff for the Cougars as Ava Newcomb will sit down. Duff, a 5-1 sophomore for DJ Kaufman. Abby Jones inbound, right around bucket, or Lebo right to left at Ellie Grimmett up top, Sierra Crouch. Abby Jones right wing, Wildman, Barnhart, bounce pass out to Grimmett here in the near corner. Conradi, left wing, a three, swish! Swish for Allison Conradi. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisals and Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers, and a three on the other end by Duff, who came in answering the three. So Conradi hit it, and it's 9-4. Under three to go. Barnhart here near wing to Conradi. Back to Barnhart near wing. Barnhart kicks it. Grimmett far corner. Grimmett to Barnhart, right wing, skip pass Jones here, near wing, Abby, baseline, floater on the way, wave off the shot, foul called. It's the first team foul on Central Christian here. It will be on Duff. Her first team foul, number one, as Townsley Huff will check in. 5'11 freshman for Central Christian will check in for Reese Swanson. 2:43 to go, first quarter. Lebo leads 9-4. Inbounds to Grimmett here near wing. Grimmett got called for palming. Driving from the left wing, trying to drive at the free throw line. Turnover Hartford, or turnover. Turnover Lebo on the palming. Well, Hutch Central Christian trying to cut it to three or two, and Pat Gardner firing his team up defensively. Duff, top of the key. Now the Bell Barnett left wing. Barnett inside the arc, lost it, stolen away by Sierra Crouch. Here comes Lebo, and a travel called on Grimmett. And that's back-to-back turnovers for the sophomore. I know her papa in the front row right by Colton Barrett. Didn't like that. Inbounds, Loso inbounds, forward wing to Barnett, now up top to Avery Kaufman, the coach's daughter. To the cup, lost it as Barnett lost it into the hands of Sierra Crouch. Rachel Barnhart brings out the floor, it's deflected right in front of the scorer's table here in front court, and it'll stay with Lebo at 2:11 to go here in the first quarter, 9-4. Inbounds in the backcourt, Sierra Crouch. Crouch brings up across the timeline to Conradi in the far corner. Conradi baseline right side. Out to Sierra Crouch with 2 minutes to go. Grimmett, time to key, man-to-man defense for Central Christian. Abby Jones, right elbow to Grimmett in the far corner. Jones back with it, right wing. Here's a skip pass to Conradi at the top. Conradi, free throw line, kicks it out. Grimmett, shot fake right wing and got called for steps again. And Conradi, or Grimmett, with three consecutive turnovers. Here comes Allie Pink for Conradi. Or Grimmett, correction. 1:44 to go here in the first quarter. Lebo leads 9-4. Well, Lebo still with a lead with Sage Hadley on the bench. She has 6 of the 9. Bell Barnett lobbing in. Loso, low post right side. Floater blocked. Partially blocked there by Jones, and Lebo comes out of it with the rebound. 1:25 to go, first quarter. Lebo leads 9-4. Abby Jones left-handed dribble to Barnhart here near wing. Barnhart bounce past Sierra Crouch, looking at it work to a cutting Peak. Right side layup. Yes, it's in for Little Peak. Give the assist to Rachel Barnhart, and Peak has 4, or she is into the book. And the Lebo lead is 7, their largest of the game. 11-4, just under a minute to go, opening quarter. Kaufman, skip pass. Bell Barnett, a 3 right wing. Good. Nothing but net for Bell Barnett. Bell Barnett, 41% from the field, and it cuts to the 4. 11-7 Lebo, 40 ticks to go, opening quarter. Conrady, right side of the lane. It was partially blocked and it's out of bounds. Stays with Lebo. Conrady got rejected by Swanson, who came back in. And Lebo will have it. Conrady or Barnhart has to chase down a pass from Sierra Krauts. Peak at the top of the foul line, Central Christian at 28.8 to go. Foul will be on Reese Swanson, her first. Team foul number two on Central Christian. Here is Huff back in for Swanson. So on the floor for Central Christian, it is Duff, Loso, Barnett, Kaufman, and Huff. Lebo trying to go for maybe one shot here with 23 seconds to go. Conrady, left wing of three. Swished it down the drain and in for Allison Conrady. Her second triple. Another Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Three. And back to a seven-point lead for Lebo. 14-7. 5 seconds. Loso going to the cup. Wave off the shot. And it'll be out of bounds with 4 seconds to go. Foul on Lebo. It is on Rachel Barnhart. Her first, team foul number four on Lebo with 4.4 to go. Well, Lebo trying to remain a seven-point advantage here at the end of one. Kaufman will inbound right around bucket. Inbounds, here is a three by Loso. Yes, right wing. It's a long two, though, for Jessa Losow. And that will do it for the end of quarter number one as they got fixed the scoreboard. It's 14-9 in favor of Lebo. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lebo Postseason Basketball.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, free self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Grim & Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grim & Concrete assist you.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Mix 104.9.
Back in McPherson as we got a score update thanks to the great Ken Hansen with this one. Osage City leading Royal Valley 34-25 from Hiawatha. Hutch Central Christian will have the basketball out of the quarter break. It is Newcomb, Kaufman, Barnett, Loso, and Swanson. So back to the starting five. Sage Hadley back in there for Lebo, playing with two fouls. To the cup right side, missed it, was Loso. Rebound tracked down by Allison Conrady. Got to adjust everything in my iPad because it's back to the starting five. Lebo with the basketball right to left. Sage Hadley, top of the key. Sage right wing, a three, too strong. Rebound to Hutch Central Christian. And a foul as Swanson with the rebound. Foul is on Crouch. That is her first. Team foul number one on Lebo here in quarter number two. Just underway here. Little River leading Madison 23-9. As Central Christian with the basketball. Loso left wing. Loso looking to go work left side of the lane. Left baseline, kicks it out. Newcomb, left side of the lane, kicks it out to Kaufman. Now Loso left wing. Minute into the second, 14-9 Lebo. And a travel called on Barnett. She was trying to step in inside the arc at the top. And a turnover for Central Christian. So on the floor for Central Christian, Swanson, Loso, Barnett, Kaufman, and Newcomb. Peak, Conrady, Jones, Crouch, Hadley for the black and red of Lebo. Alley Peak with it here near wing to Sage Hadley here in the near corner. Sage baseline, spins, kicks it out. Alley Peak. Alley at the free throw line, kicks it to Jones in the paint. Sierra Crouch baseline to the cup left side. Missed the bunny. Rebound picked up by Swanson for Central Christian. Here's a three, a transition three. Kaufman, air ball out, bounce to Lebo. An air ball for every Kaufman. DJ Kaufman, not going to like that. Shot selection by Avery Kaufman. 6:25 to go in the first half. Lebo leads 14-9. They have led from the start. They started out 6-0. They've led by as many as 7. Sierra Crouch here near wing to Abby Jones here in the near corner. Skip pass. Peek at the top. Peek gets to the Sage Hadley right wing. Bounce pass into Sierra Crouch. Out to Conrady, right wing at three. She hit a third three. Allison Conrady, money from downtown. Conrady with nine. Another Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Three and a three left side by Barnett is an air ball, and it goes to Lebo on the out of bounds. And Lebo leads by eight at 17-9. 5:48 to go in quarter number two. Timeout, DJ Kaufman. It is a 30-second timeout, and we will keep it right here. And as a good three, and Allison Conrady, what a difference she has made right now as Lebo, 3 of 6 from the field from downtown at 7 of 15. Hutch Central Christian at 3 of 10. And they lead it by 8 at 17-9. Well, with Sage Hadley in foul trouble, it's been someone else. And Allison Conrady had 9 points in that win over Waverly on Saturday at home in the Wolf's Den. As Lebo will have the basketball, leading by 8. Sage Hadley, the soon-to-be Barton Community College volleyball player, with the basketball, top of the key. Sage gets over to Conrady, a hot hand here near wing. Conrady, top, swinging over Abby Jones, peek in the far corner, lob it in. Sage got fouled from behind, and they will get Loso. That will be her first team foul, number one on Central Christian here in quarter number two. Well, they lobbed it in to Sage there, low post right side, and it'll be ball out of bounds for Lebo at 5.5 to go. Lob it in, here is Sage Hadley, going to work right side, and got fouled, and Loso is hurt down inside the restricted area. As DJ Kaufman didn't like that, slow to get up as Loso, and Loso just picked up number two. Team foul number two, and this will be free throws for Sage Hadley. Well, Loso coming off 21 against Meridacine Valley on Saturday. As Sage Hadley will go to the free throw line. Sage with 6, 70% for the 5'9 senior. First one for Sage. Swish. 8, 7 for Sage, looking for 8. Lead is now 9 for the black and red of Lebo. Lily Lang checks in for the first time for Central Christian, 5'8 junior, as Loso will come out. Has some maybe bleeding on the left arm. Hadley second. In. Sage Hadley has 8. And the lead is 10 for Lebo at 19-9. 5:23 to go here in the first half. Again in the front court, Reese Swanson. Too deep on that pass, was looking for Newcomb, left side of the lane, and a turnover for Central Christian. And that is their 11th turnover, and DJ Kaufman going to burn another one. Full timeout, let's get a 30 in. Lebo leads 19-9, 5:18 to go in the first half. Back in 30, you're listening to Lebo postseason basketball.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by the City of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves!
Mix 104.9.
Well, Lebo leads 19-9 over Central Christian out of Hutch. and they are still in control here in this Substate number 2 championship game of the McPherson Elyria Christian region. Crouch, Hadley, Peak, Conradi, and Jones, the five for the black and red of Lebo. For the green and white of Central Christian, they will have Swanson, Lang, Kaufman, Barnett, and Newcomb. Lebo with the basketball out of the timeout, moving from right to left. Conradi, far corner up top, Crouch. Now the Peak here near wing. Bounce pass, Crouch here in the near corner. Back to Peak, lob it in, Sage Hadley. In the lane, floater on the way for Sage. Rolled in for Sage. Hadley with 10, and the lead is 12 for the black and red of Lebo. 21-9. Here is a three-time to key. Kaufman in. It pinballed in. Avery Kaufman with the triple from the time of the key. Her first points. And they need to fix the scoreboard again. It is 21-12 with 4:35 to go in the first. And the Hadley, low post left side to Conradi, layup right side. Conradi leading the way with 11. And the lead back to 11 for Lebo at 23-12. They are delayed on the scoreboard. There you go. 23-12. 4:15 to go in the first half here from Central Christian. Kaufman, now the newcomer, left wing. Newcomer now at the top. The Kaufman. Now right wing, it's Barnett against Jones. And it's poked away out of bounds going to Lebo. Well, good defense there from Abby Jones. As here is Townsley Huff back in for Central Christian. Lang will sit out. Well, we just passed the halfway point of quarter number 2, and Lebo leads 23-12. Jones right wing up top, Crouch. Now Alley Peak here near wing. Skip pass and deflected, and it goes in the backcourt by out of bounds. Last touch by Central Christian. The defense was brought by Newcomb. But Lebo will still retain possession. Leading by 11, 23-12. 3:40 to go. Conradi wants a 4-3. It's too strong this time from the right corner. Rebound tracked down by Bell Barnett. Here comes Central Christian, left to right. Newcomb. And get it to Huff. Now Kaufman, right wing against Alley Peak. Man-to-man defense for Lebo. Bell Barnett, time to kill. Deep three, too strong. Rebound picked up by Allison Conradi. For Lebo, nearing 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Lebo leads 23-12. Winner moves on to Colby. 1A Division 2 state tournament. Crouch in the far corner, skip pass, Peak here near wing. Jones here near corner, a three. No, it's short, off the side of the rim. Jones offensive rebound, though. Here is Crouch for three, right wing, too strong, off the back iron. Rebound picked up by Central Christian. Bell Barnett with another rebound. Central Christian left to right here with 2:40 to go in the first half. Trailing by 11, 23-12. Huff, far wing against the deflected. Alley Peak bringing the defense right in front of the Lebo student section. Bill Barnett right wing up top, Townsley Huff. Now the Newcomb looking to go, kicks it. Bell Barnett, right wing a three, off the back iron. Long rebound, out of bounds. It will go to Lebo. As Grimmett and Barnhart back in, Jones will get a breather, along with Sage Hadley. And Avery Duff back in, as Bill Barnett will get a breather. 2:15 to go. Timeout, Lebo. Full timeout. Let's get a 30 in. 2:15 to go in the first half. Lebo leads 23-12. Back at 30, you're listening to Lebo postseason basketball.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, window installs, and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Mix 104.9.
Lebo will have the basketball out of the timeout from Patrick Gardner, looking for his 122nd career win at Lebo. He looks for 223 tonight to 128 losses. One team in the area, in the KVOE listening area, has punched a ticket to state. In case you missed it, the Chase County boys defeating Cherokee Southeast 49-43. They'll play Wednesday in Manhattan. And Mission Valley falls tonight to Valley Falls 57-56. I believe that's a boys' score. That is a boys' score. 2A boys for playing tonight. Conrady Park Corner. The crowds now. Grimmett now. Conrady, right corner, a three. She hit a 4-3. Allison Conrady, have a night. Another Henry on with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Landing Brokers in Madison. Three. Conrady has 14. And that's the lead for Lebo at 26-12. Minute 43 to go in the first half. Newcomb got bumped, and they will call a jump ball. It's Lebo's on the arrow. As Newcomb going to the cup left side, got tied up instead of a foul. Woo. Well, Lebo looking to go up more here. They're 4 of 10 from 3. Central Christian, they're 3 of 10 from 3 before 13 total. Crouch top, now that alley peak, right wing for a fifth three, off the back iron. Rebound out and saved there by Huff for Central Christian with a minute 20 to go in the first half. Lebo leads by 14, 26-12. Newcomb left wing, needs some help, gets it to Kaufman, time to key. Sierra Crouch bringing the defense. Duff. The Newcomb, skip pass, Kaufman right wing, steps in, shuffled, they didn't call it, under a minute to go in the first half. Kaufman, left side, now at the elbow, Duff top, swinging it to Newcomb, right baseline, a free throw line jumper, Huff, too strong. Rebound to Conrady, who is leading the way for Lebo with 14. And Patrick Gardner slowing things down, his team up 14. Crouch to Conrady, right wing. To peak, far corner. Alley to Conrady. Back to Crouch top. Grimmett here near corner. Skip pass. Crouch, right wing, wants a fifth three. It's a near ball. Barnhart saved it for the rebound. And Lebo will get it again with 17 seconds. Conrady, right wing, to peak in the far corner with 12. Conrady to Grimmett. Left wing, a three. Yes! Yes! For Grimmett! With the three, Grimmett, her first basket, 17-point lead, and that will do it for the first half. They end it with a Henry on with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Lebo leads by 17, 29-12. The Long Banana Plaza halftime show coming up. Long Banana Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longbanana.com. Lebo leads by 17, 29-12. Back with our halftime show next. You're listening to Lebo Postseason Basketball.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
At Longbine Auto Plus in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Pro-season basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Postseason basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, free self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Cribbit Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Cribbit Concrete assist you.
Mix 104.9.
29-12, Lebo leads it here at the break in this Class 1A Division II, Substate Number 2 championship game. And earlier tonight was a heartbreaker for the Lebo, or the Hartford Lady Jaguars, falling 32-31. And joined now by Hartford coach Ryan Thomas. And coach, your girls did not quit tonight and got a lead there. But, you know, that transition bucket off that turnover was kind of big. But you got to be proud with the way your girls came back from 11 down to take a brief lead there.
Yeah, definitely proud. We had two stretches of big runs in the second half after only putting up 5 points in the first half. Our defensively, we were doing really well. Everything, though, was just offensive end. We weren't taking care of the ball, weren't being quite as aggressive. Like, we talked about slowing it down and running offense, but they still left a lot of gaps out there that we weren't attacking. We were just holding back. So made some adjustments at halftime and did a little better job, started getting stops, started getting confidence, fought back within two or three. Then they made a big run, and we got down nine again. Then we made another big run that got us the lead there with, like, under a minute left. It's got to be strong at the end, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you got to be... You got to be proud of the way this team, in a tough Lyon County League and everything. And getting to this point has to feel a little special, though, too, even though it's just one win away from a state tournament appearance again.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I guess you call it mixed emotions right now. Yeah. It's nice, but at the same time, I'm just keep replaying the game in my head. But, I mean, I'm proud of this group. Like, that's not easy to do against a good team. I mean, they won 21 games for a reason. And for us to actually come back like that, I mean, that measured the character of them more than just a win will. But, yeah, I was pretty proud of them. I'm happy we got to this point. Obviously, anybody at this point wishes it could have gone different when they're on my end. So,
well, what are you going to miss about this group?
Oh, God. So many things. I mean, they've probably been the biggest pain as a class that I've had, to be honest. But they keep things lively. They still show up. They showed a lot of growth throughout their careers. So when they were sophomores, that was all they had. We were awful. Everyone knows that. They saw us. They beat us by 30 all the time. But they stayed with it. They kept fighting, Toby was somebody who really couldn't shoot. She turned into a shooter this year. Hit some big shots for us. Had some really huge games. Kylie kind of struggled in the post. Wasn't very strong. Hit the weight room. She turned out to be a great post for us. Really good with her back against the basket. Trinity turned out to got in the gym and worked on her three-point shot a little bit. And she's turned out to be the second leading three-point shooter we had this year, which is like a complete flip from what she was last year. I just wish she would have done that with her free throws. Lexi, with everything she's been through, she had to take a year off her sophomore year. She could barely dribble her freshman year, and she had some big plays for us this year, some big stops. So there's a lot of perseverance they've all had, and I'm really proud of them as a group. They're definitely going to be missed, especially when you've had a core like that for 4 years. So, yeah.
Yeah. Coach, that was a fun basketball game to watch, and that was the second game I called this week where the final score ended up being one point. So
it was a fun game to coach, too, but I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, I can't thank you enough for all the time you've given me, Coach's Corner, pregame interviews, and being here tonight. It's good to see you again. again, and talk again soon.
Dylan, I really appreciate the hard work you put in for all the coaches and the coverage you do.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it
a lot. You do a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely, Dylan.
That's Ryan Thomas, Hartford girls basketball coach. His team falling 32-31 to South Haven. Let's get a well, I'll tell you what. Let's just keep it right here in the Long Binal Plaza halftime show. Let's go over our halftime stats right now. They're brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Levo held Central Christian to 3 points in that second quarter, and four players scored 3 points for Central Christian. Avery Duff, Jessa Loso, Bell Barnett, and Avery Kaufman. Central Christian, 4 of 14, 29%. 1 of 4 from 3, 25%. 4 of 14 from the field, 29%. 3 of 10 from 3, 30%. 1 of 4 free throw line, 25%. 8 rebounds, Bell Barnett with 4. 12 turnovers for Central Christian. For Lebo, Allison Conrady with 14 on 4 of 7 from 3, 5 of 8 from the field. Sage Hadley with 10. 3, Ellie Grimmett. 2, Allie Peek. Lebo, 11 of 23, 48%. 5 of 13 from 3, 39%. 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 15 rebounds, 4 each for Crouch and Conrady. And Lebo turned the ball over 7 times. Halftime stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. The third quarter is coming up. Lebo leads by 17, 29-12. Back with the third quarter next. This is Lebo postseason basketball.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by the City of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves!
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender. And by Andy Siding, for siding, gutters, window installs, and repairs. Contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Mix 104.9.
Central Christian with the basketball right to left, down 17, 29-12. Starting five back out for both teams. It is Swanson, Loso, Barnett, Kaufman, Newcomb. For Central Christian, lobbing in Swanson, right side of the lane. Kicks it out, Joseph Loso, right wing. Skip past Newcomb here near wing. Central Christian and Greens with white lettering, white trim, loose ball on the floor. Chased down and still loose. It was deflected in the backcourt, saved by Bell Barnett. 30 seconds into quarter number three. Lebo leads 29-12. Get you some scores here in a moment. We got a couple to give you here in just a moment. They lob it in and it's loose and stolen. Pass was too deep and Allie Peek with the steal. Lebo and White's red lettering, red and black trim. Peek, Conrady, Jones, Crouch, Hadley. Peek inbound in the Crouch left side layup. Yes! Yes, for Sierra Crouch. The assist to Little Pete. And Crouch is into the book, and Lebo leads by 19. 31-12, 6:55 to go here in the third. Osage City leading Royal Valley 51-37. And Central Christian turned it over again. Little River leading Madison 44-23 at the half at Canton Galva. So a couple other scores. Girard defeating Burlington tonight in 3A on the girls' side, 41-31. Sage Hadley left to right for Lebo here in the second half. Sierra Crouch stabbed the key. Back to Hadley, left wing. Sage looking to go to work in the lane. Was looking, and she got fouled. She was inside the lane just past the free throw line extended, and they get a foul on Central Christian. I believe it's on Ava Newcomb, her first. Team foul number one here in quarter number three. Lebo to inbound, 6:33 to go here in quarter number three. Wolves in command, leading 31-12. Conradi, right wing with a hot hand, 14 points. Valley Peak, right wing. Back to Jones at the top of the key. Jones, a right-handed dribble. Dribbles over here near side of Conradi. Conradi skip past Valley Peak, left wing. Jones with it, feed it in to Sage Hadley, and it was too deep of a pass by Conrad. It was touched by Hadley. It'll go to Central Christian. A final score in 2A on the boys' side. Valley Falls defeats Mission Valley tonight, 57-56. Keep beating the scores, Dan Hansen. You know I like scores. Barnett got poked away and stolen by Crouch. Was going right side of the right side and got poked away from the senior Sierra Crouch. Jones back to Crouch. Lobbing in. Sage Hadley to the cup right side. Off the glass and in. Sage Hadley. Sage Hadley continues to do work. She's got 12. And the lead is 21. Lebo running away with it. 33-12. 5:35 to go. This is a Central Christian team has won 11 in a row. Coming in tonight. Loso in the far corner. And a baseline jumper. They will get an offensive foul on Central Christian. Foul is called against Kaufman on an offensive foul. That is her first. Team foul number two on Central Christian here in the third. 5:28 to go here in the third. Lebo leads 33-12. If Lebo can get up 30, the fourth quarter will be a rolling timer. Actually, they got on Loso instead. It looked like it was her in the vicinity, so it was. Loso's third, team foul number two. Peak, left wing, fires a three, and it's too strong. Offensive rebound to Crouch. Offensive rebound to Lebo. Hadley tied with a key of three. Too strong. Rebound Kaufman, and she is fouled. And they get a foul on Kaufman. Or it's a travel on Kaufman. They did not call a foul. Nearing 5 minutes to go. Inbound, Sierra Crouch baseline here near side. Jones lob it in. Sierra Crouch, or Sage Hadley foul from behind. And it's Loso. That'll be her fourth. Team foul number three. And Loso knocks. Loso. They're going to sub as Huff will come in. Peloso just picked up number four. Well, Pat Gardner, I'm going to have to ask him. You contain Loso big time. Third team foul on Central Christian here in the third. And the inbound pass is stolen away by Kaufman, or Newcomb. Kaufman, top of the key, back to Newcomb. Now Barnett, right wing. Up top, Huff, swinging around. Here's Kaufman, near wing. 4:45 to go in the third. Long pass, bounce pass inside. It's loose and picked up by Peak. Another turnover for Central Christian. Lebo with the basketball left to right, leading by 21. 33-12, 4.5 to go. Crouch, left wing, spins at the elbow, left side. Peak, right wing. Peak now to Hadley, now Crouch baseline near side, bounce pass, and a foul. Blocking foul called on Central Christian. That'll be their fourth of the quarter. Foul is on Newcomb. That's her second. Team foul number four.
Foul's on Townsley Huff, her first.
Or actually, it's on Huff instead, her first. Team foul number four, though. Jones inbound right of her own bucket. Inbound to Crouch at the right elbow. Now to Hadley. Tabaki fires a three. Twisted home save. Another Henry Ott with Tom Rouse Appraisal Services and Von Rauch Land Brokers in Madison 3. Crouch the assist. 15 for the senior. Save Hadley. 36-12 and an offensive foul. And a turnover for Central Christian and everything going towards Lebo here, leading by 24, 36-12, with 4:02 to go in the quarter number three. Pizza inbound right in front of the Central Christian bench, and Tony Urwiller, the assistant coach for DJ Kaufman. Peak left wing, lob it in, Sage low post left side. Spins, turnaround jumper, off the glass and missing for Sage. Rebound picked up by Huff for Central Christian. And Central Christian with the basketball. Kaufman left side of the lane, floater on the way, off the glass and missing. Rebound picked up by Abby Jones for Lebo. She'll bring up left side full court. Crouch left wing fires a three. It's too strong. Long rebound chased down by Conrad. Peak right wing a three. Yes, it's in for Allie Peak. Conrad assists. Another Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison 3. Lead is 27, 39-12, 3:10 to go. They have held Central Christian in check for a while. Here is Bell Barnett, left wing, a three. No, too strong. Offensive rebound and stick back for Swanson. And that ends a dry spell. 39-14, 25-point lead. Peak shot fake, left wing, three to Abby Jones. 39-14, Lebo, 2:45 to go. Trying to get a safe berth again to Colby this time. Lobbing in, Sage Hadley, right side. At the right block, floater on the way, too strong for Sage. Rebound to Crouch, and it's a jump ball. It'll go to Central Christian on the arrow as Grimmett and Barnhart back in. Peak and Crouch will come out. Tara Crouch getting a breather as Duff back in as Newcomb will sit out. 2:36 to go here in the third. A 25-point lead for the Lady Wolves of Lebo. Number one team in 1A, D2. And a two deep on that pass. Kaufman couldn't reel it in. 2:25 to go here in the third. Lebo trying to take care of business and make that trip to Colby. They would play Wednesday in the quarterfinals. Lob it in, Sage Hadley, low post right side. Sage lost it, and it's out of the bounce, deflect off Kaufman. They'll stay with Lebo. Harper Newcomb into the game for the first time. 5'3 freshman will replace Avery Kaufman. 39-14 Lebo, 2:12 to go here in the third. Lebo trying to become another area team to punch a ticket to state. Jones bounced past to Barnhart. Here near side, Barnhart looking at all the work. She threw an elbow, shot up, wave off the shot, and it's a foul on Central Christian. And the Central Christian faithful here didn't love it. They thought it was an elbow.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
Mix 104.9.
Lost connection here in McPherson. Lebo leads 41-14. Underhanded scoop for Duff. Missing. Put back right side by Townsley Huff is fouled, and she'll get two free throws. Foul on Sage Hadley, her third, team foul number two. As when we lost connection, Rachel Barnhart went the line. She went two for two. So lead is 27 for Lebo at 41-14 as Townsley Huff to shoot two free throws. First one too strong. Comes in at 26%. Allie Peek back in as Jones will get a breather. 1:39 remaining here in the third. Lebo leads 41-14. After Hutch Central Christian scored 9 in the first quarter and second one missing, Swanson offensive rebound, put back, no, and the rebound picked up by Ellie Grimmett. 90 seconds to go here in the third, 41-14. Grimmett to Peek left wing. Up top, Sage Head. To Peek in the far corner, lob it in, Barnhart left side. Barnhart lost it, is picked up by Duff, and a foul. Now on Lebo. It is their third of the quarter. They will get food. They got on Sierra Crouch. They take Conradi out. So Crouch with a foul, her second, team foul number three. 1:10 to go here in the third. Lebo leads 41-14. In command. Trying to get another state berth in 1A Division II. They've been runner-up three consecutive years. Duff here near corner, a three, swish. For Avery Duff leading the way with six. 41-17, Crouch, the wide open layup from the left side, that's in. For Sierra, she's got four. And lead is 26, 43-17. 40 seconds to go here in the third. Central Christian not giving up. They don't want to get 30-piece here in a sub-state final. Kaufman, right wing. Kaufman lobbing in to Swanson. Stolen. Stolen away by Sierra Crouch. Or Lebo going for more. Grimmett top. Grimmett right-hand dribble to Sage Hadley. Sage to reset. 15 to go. Leading by 26 at 43-17. Gardner directing traffic. Barnhart screen. Sage to the cup. Missed it. And a blocking foul. And Sage will shoot two free throws at 6 seconds to go in quarter number three. Foul is on Duff, her second. And two free throws, Sage Hadley. Sage with 15 on the night here in the sub-state final. First one up is too strong for Sage. She comes in at 70%, and with her team in command, you miss one or two. You miss one or two down the stretch. Just not when it's when the game's on the line, but a commanding lead, you can miss a couple or one or two here. And the second one will drop. 16-point Sage Hadley. 44-17 Lebo. 5 seconds to go. Crouch for three. She poked it away and missed it. So Sierra Crouch got the steal, put up a three, and the rebound went to Swanson, and that'll do it for the third. Lebo leads 44-17, 8 minutes away from a state berth to Colby. We're back in a minute. This is Lebo postseason basketball.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, free self-serve bays and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Mix 104.9.
Lebo with the basketball to start the fourth and final quarter, leading 44-17. Starting five back out for both teams here in the fourth. I get everything adjusted in my iPad. Sage Hadley missed a teardrop in the lane. And the rebound goes to Belle Barnett, and they got it back. Sage Hadley got it back. Just underway here in the fourth, as now Little River leads 58-40. 1A Division I substate final from Canton Galvin. Abby Jones left wing, lobbing in. Sage Hadley looking to work. Low post left side. Hook shot, left side, missed. But Sage will shoot two more. And I know Pat Gardner wanted that one to drop. Could have gotten an and one for Sage. Foul is on Kaufman. That is her second, team foul number one. They say it was on Belle Barnett. And they put it on Barnett, her first. Team foul number one. Hadley's first. Switch. Sage Hadley with 17. As Harper New come back in for Kaufman. Well, G.J. Kaufman has a young bunch with no seniors. Sage Hadley trying to make it 29 with a second. Got them both. Sage Hadley continuing to do the work she does on a nightly basis. 18 for her. Lead is 29. At 46-17, Norris's lead of the game. To the cup left side, Barnett missed. Rebound, Sage Hadley. Sage Hadley with the rebound. Skip pass. Jones, right wing. Next, Conrad. He wants another three from the top. It's graced the front of the iron. The rebound picked up by Losa. 7 minutes to go. 29-point lead for Lebo. Newcomb. Bounce pass into Swanson. Low post left side. Rejected. Rejected by Sage. Hadley with a swat and the Conrad missed the bunny straight away. 10-footer rebound bounce off of Lebo. At 6:43 to go, I know Pat Gardner is probably like, get one to drop so the timer can start rolling. We could start celebrating quicker than normal as they'll put some press on. As here is Ava Newcomb to bring it up the floor. Now Harper Newcomb, and now Loso will bring it up across the timeline. So Ava Newcomb here near wing up top to Harper Newcomb. Back the sisters exchanging. Now Belle Barnett. Now the Newcomb. Now Loso with 6:20 to go right wing. Here's a three by Loso. No, off the back iron. Offensive rebound. Offensive rebound to Central Christian. Foul is two free throws at 6:11 to go. Foul is on Sierra Crouch. That's her third. Team foul number one on Lebo here in the fourth quarter. I believe that is Swanson. Shoot the free throws. Swanson, 2 points, first one too strong. Actually, it is not Swanson. It is Loso. Loso coming in at 50%. 3 points on the night. For the 5'9 junior. Second one the way, too strong. Missed the boat. Long rebound chased down by Sage Hadley. Lebo looking to get the running clock in the factor here with another point. Lobbing in Sierra Crouch, wide open. Shot fake and lead it in from the right side. And this one's rolling. 48-17, Crouch has six. 48-17, a 31-point lead. 5:50 to go and counting. Well, they're 5:45 away from a state berth. Skip pass. The Newcomb right wing now baseline against Allie Peak. Loso looking to drive. Floater on the way too strong. Rebound picked up by Sierra Crouch. And the Osage City girls with a win tonight, 62-47. They punch a ticket to state. Conrady laid it up from the left side. Conrady has 16. 50-17, 33-point lead, 5:17 and counting. Newcomb at the top of the key. Newcomb looking to go to the cup right side. Floater, yes. Ava Newcomb is into the book, and the clock will continue to roll. 50-19, 4:59 to go. As DJ Kaufman bringing subs in at the next dead ball. Abby Jones in the far corner. Sierra Crouch, lob in. Sage Hadley. Floater on the way. Yes! Sage with 20. Crouch the assist. Back to 33. Sage averaging 20 a game, does it again in the sub-state final. 52-19. Loso left wing, taking it to the cup, lost the handle, out of bounds. It'll go to Lebo. As we have subs, Lang and Kaufman back in. As Swanson Harper newcomer will come out. Crouch out. Ellie Grimmett back in. Rachel Barnhart back in. Peek out. Clock is rolling at almost 4 minutes ago. Well, it's going to be a happy bus ride back as Lebo almost lost it. They did lose it. Stolen away there by Lang. In the Barnett, left-handed layup from the block left side is good for Belle Barnett. She's got five. And the lead is 52-21, Lebo. 3:41 and counting. Grimmett in the Conray. It was deflected off of Ava Newcomb. Stays with Lebo. Nearing 3.5 to go. Ken Hansen, I know you are listening, but you got family going to be getting ready to go back to state. That is Ellie Grimmett. Got to be a very proud one there. Shot fake was Hadley. She trapped at the left, on the left wing. Pat Gardner is just like, well, just finish the game. Crouch will come in at the next opportunity. So we approach 3 minutes to go. All Lebo, 52-21. It's going to be some celebrating in the home of the black and red of the Lady Wolves. And their boys have a chance to make it 2-for-2. Tomorrow against Hartford here in this gym. As Allie Peek and Sierra Crouch back in. As Jones will come out, Sage Hadley, good job, Sage. As Swanson will come out. As Loso will inbound to Kaufman. Oh, and Pat Gardner's clearing the bench. He's going to bring in multiple subs, so we'll get that to you here in a moment. I believe, he's going to want something. Substitution. So here we go. Here's the Lebo subs. It's Alexis Hutchinson, Brooklyn Hutchinson, 5'6 sophomore and 5'7 sophomore, respectively. Sierra Plummer, 5'6 junior. And the Van Hocker girl, who was injured this season. Gotta get her name. She wasn't on my list. Let me find it. Aubriana Van Hocker, a junior for Lebo. Here's a floater missing as they got it back as Harper Newcomb got fouled. Foul is on Plummer. So I gotta get everyone adjusted to my iPad. As Plummer's first, team foul number two. First one good for Harper Newcomb. She is into the book at 1:39 to go. Second one, too strong. Rebound picked up by Plummer for Lebo. 1:28 to go. Barnhart, right side of the lane, palming. Get Hutchinson back in, and now we have Addison Loudon back in. 5'4 freshman will replace Avery Kaufman. Well, we near a minute to go, and the Lebo Lady Wolves as Van Hocker deflected it. It'll stay with Lebo, or stay with Central Christian. 53 seconds to go. As Huff in will do the inbounds. Duff back in as well. Going to the cup, Newcomb. Floater, no, too strong. Offensive rebound to Central Christian. Huff got fouled by Barnhart. Her third, team foul number three. Well, and Lebo, 20 seconds away. Inbounds. Here is Newcomb. was got deflected. Needs some help. Loose ball chased down here. Newcomb right wing with eight. Loose, and stolen away by Barnhart. And that will do it. The Lebo Lee Wolves back to the 1A state tournament. 52-22 over Central Christian. Dominating win for Pat Gardner and company. Number one team in Division II and 1A heading back to the state tournament. Three area teams have punched tickets to state here on a Friday night. Lebo wins it 52-22 over Central Christian. Let's get into the Rick Shore Company post-game show next. Rick Shore Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. Lebo on to the state tournament in 1A2. They're on the Colby next week. They defeat Central Christian here tonight 52-22. Back with post-game next. You're listening to Lebo Postseason Basketball.
Postseason Basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Miller Granite Memorials. Providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by the City of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves!
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, window installs, and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
FFX Emporia, Mix 104.9.
Welcome back to Jerry Alexander Arena here in McPherson, home to the Central Christian Tigers. They split here tonight for the Lyon County League schools as Hartford falls to South Haven, 32-31. Lebo girls defeating Central Christian, 52-22. With studio engineer Connie Osorio back in Emporia, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Well, Lebo did some good things here tonight to win this ball game and get back to the state tournament in 1A Division II. We will get to speak with Victoria's head coach, Patrick Gardner, who just picked up his 122nd win in his sixth season at Lebo, his 223rd win as well. So let's go ahead and do our game stats. Our game stats are brought to you by Cody Thurston Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. First for Central Christian, who will end their season 18-5. They did not have a player score in double figures. Avery Duff leading the way with 6. 5, Belle Barnett. 3 each, Jessa Loso and Avery Kaufman. 2 each for Reese Swanson and Ava Newcomb. As Central Christian, 8 of 27 from the field at 30%. 4 of 13 from 3, 31%. They go 2 of 10 at the free throw line, 20%. 20 rebounds, Belle Barnett leads away with 5. And 26 turnovers for Central Christian. For Lebo, 2 in double figures, led by Sage Hadley with 20. Allison Conradi with 16. 6, Sierra Crouch. 5, Allie Peak. Ellie Grimmett with 3, and Rachel Barnhart with 2. Lebo, 19 of 40 from the field for 48%. They hit 7 threes tonight, 7 of 20 for 35%. They go 7 of 8 at the free throw line, 88%. 25 rebounds for Lebo, 7 for Crouch to lead the way. And Lebo turned the ball over 15 times. Those game stats are brought to you by Cody Thurston Land Agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Real quickly, let's get you some finals real quick, since we're going to have a few minutes before we get Coach Patrick Gardner up here. So three area teams have punch tickets to state in their respective classifications. In 2A on the boys' side, Chase County defeats Cherokee Southeast 49-43. In 3A on the boys' side, Osage City defeats Royal Valley 62-47. Kate Foss's Lady Indians heading to state in Hutch. Also in 3A, Girard defeating Burlington 41-31. That's a girl score. Valley Falls defeating Mission Valley in a 2A boys game 57-56. So out of the games we've had tonight, we had three across our airwaves. One has punch tickets. As last check, Madison was trailing Little River 58-40. So three of the five that played tonight have punched tickets to state. We still had that game in Canton Galva still not over. So let me get this done. I'll tell you what, Connie, why don't you give me a two-minute break, and let's thank some of our postseason sponsors for Lebo. And hopefully here in a few minutes we'll get the coach, Patrick Gardner. Lebo wins it. They're on the Colby next week after a 52-22 win over Central Christian. Back in 2 minutes with more of the Rich Store Company postgame show. You're listening to Lebo Postseason Basketball.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Postseason basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, free self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Mix 104.9.
Welcome back to Jerry Alexander Arena on the campus of Central Christian College here in McPherson. Once again, the final scores of our doubleheader here tonight. South Haven defeats Hartford 32-31. Lebo defeats Central Christian 52-22. With studio engineer Connie Osorio back in Emporia, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Well, we're still waiting on Coach Patrick Gardner as they're taking photos with the sub-state trophy as the Lady Wolves on to Colby. Next week, they'll play Wednesday in Colby. State brackets will come out on Sunday morning. So right now, like I mentioned, three area teams have punched tickets to state. The Chase County Boys, the Osage City Girls, and the Lebo Girls. So that is what we have. Real quickly, let's get you our broadcast schedule for tomorrow, as we have three teams that will be on the KVOE network of stations, as Opie will look for a state berth to Dodge. They will take on Central Burden at 5 p.m., part of the Canton-Galva Boys Substate number 1. 4:40 for the Mills Tire pregame show. That will tip at 5, Country 101.7 FM. Lyon County League matchup here from Jerry Alexander Arena, Lebo and Hartford. And that will be for a trip to Colby here as Dennis Becker's Wolves look to get back to state and join the Lebo Girls. So that will be a 4:40 pregame here on Mix 104.9. That game will tip at 5. So Ken Hansen has you tomorrow, and I appreciate, I know Ken was going to be calling these games here tonight, but I was able to step in for him and bring you all the action here from McPherson. So that is our games tomorrow. Other teams that will be playing for state berths tomorrow as well. The Burlingame Boys will play Clifton Clyde for a state berth in the Centralia Substate. That is Substate number 2. I believe that's a 5 p.m. game. Chase County and Linden on the girls' side from Yates Center tomorrow. So that will be an interesting one as well. So we'll have all of the scores online at KVOE.com. We'll have a recap. We'll have a recap of our three games that we had on the KVOE network of stations here tonight, and as still waiting on Patrick Gardner. So hopefully we don't have to wait too long for the coach. I know the celebratory. As they're taking pictures there in the, I think they're still taking pictures outside, so we're still waiting on the coach. Let me maybe shoot him a text, someone. As they told the teams that they had to take photos in the auxiliary gym here instead of on the floor or here in this gym. So we're still waiting on the coach. As no update yet from Michael Deeker. As everyone is kind of filed out, still waiting on Coach Patrick Gardner. As his team wins it here tonight, 52-22. He'll play Wednesday in Colby. Probably going to leave Tuesday. It's a long drive. Final score from Canton Galva. Little River defeats Madison on the girls' side, 71-57. So we went 3 for 5 today involving area teams. I'll tell you what, Connie, you're going to have to give me another break real quick. I hope Coach gets up here to our vantage point here at Central Christian College. Lebo wins at 52-22. Back in, give me another 2 minutes, Connie. That will work. So back in 2 minutes with more here in the Rick Shore Company postgame show. You're listening to Lebo Postseason Basketball.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by the city of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves!
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, window installs, and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592. Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
Mix 104.9.
Back in McPherson. Once again, our final scores here from this McPherson Elyria Christian. Substate 1 and 2 in this region, so 2 coming out here tonight. Once again, our final scores here from McPherson. South Haven defeats Hartford tonight 32-31. Lebo defeats Central Christian 52-22. Other area scores again, just trying to kill some time so we can wait on Pat Gardner. Chase County boys defeating Cherokee Southeast tonight 49-43. Osage City girls 62-47 over Royal Valley. And let me get a couple more for you. I gotta thank Ken Hansen again. He had scores left and right. Valley Falls defeating Mission Valley tonight, 57-56. That is a 2A boys score. 3A girls, Girard defeating Burlington, 41-31. So that is all the scores I got for you. So once again, the brackets for state basketball come out on Sunday morning. It's usually around 10 a.m. So we go from there, and because we still have a couple more teams to look for. As I know Patrick Gardner celebrating left and right, 52-22, a 30-point win for the black and red of Lebo. Real quickly, like I said, our sports schedule, I'm trying to drag things out so we can at least talk to the coach. So our sports calendar for you tomorrow, and I think I might have another score. Casey Jones, they're in the other gym. So we're still waiting on Coach Patrick Gardner. They're in the other gym. Pictures galore after a state berth for the Lebo Lady Wolves. So our calendar real quick for this weekend. Like I mentioned, Lebo-Hartford boys match up with a trip to Colby on the line between Colton Barrett's Jaguars, and Dennis Becker's Wolves. So once again, Mel's Tire pregame show at 5:40, tip off at 5, here from McPherson and at Canton Galva, Opie and Central Verdon, same start times, but on Country 101.7 FM. We do have Saturday morning sports talk for you tomorrow on KVOE, as we will have Emporia High baseball coach Anthony Markowitz, and then we'll have James Wessling, who works for ESPN and Big 12 Radio. Blake has a conversation with him tomorrow. Got a couple of college games for you tomorrow. K-State with a big game against Iowa State. K-State defeated Iowa State in Ames earlier this year. Iowa State looking for some payback, but also they lost a heartbreaker to BYU on the other night. KU, big boy game for them. Arizona comes in on Senior Day. Crimson and Blue, 2 o'clock, 3:30 for the tip from Allen Fieldhouse. You hear that on KVOE. We have the Ohio Valley Conference Championship at 8 p.m. Yeah, we're still good. Patrick Gardner on his way up here. He forgot all about me. I told him, I said, you're going to come talk. You cannot forget about me. You want to sit down?
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
Only sitting down, I'm going to do all that.
Joined now by Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner. And coach, led from, you started out 6-0 and never looked back. And heading back to Colby, what's the reaction?
Oh, just fantastic. It's just great. You know, it's. Hey, when you coaches, sorry, I just got done running from that auxiliary gym over there.
How far was that gym?
It was on the other side of campus almost. But, no, it was, you know, our girls worked really hard tonight. It wouldn't have been complete without taking this senior group back to the state tournament. I thought that that was the mindset. It's what we work hard for. It's what we've done in the summertime. And flat out, our defense carried us tonight again.
Well, Coach, good night for Sadie Chadley, 20 points for her. How about Allison Conrad? Hit four threes on the night, and she kind of was the spark when Sage was in foul trouble.
Shoot or shoot, right?
Right, and you are.
She can shoot the basketball. I bet you were going crazy up here. I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
You're going to have to listen to me.
I am going to listen to you.
Yeah.
Hey, it was good. You know, Allison's a good player.
Yeah.
You know, Allison was our second leading scorer, you know, the first six games of the year, you know, playing really well. Kind of got into a little bit of a funk where she wasn't knocking some down, but and then got that injury for a little bit, but you know, bounced back really nice. She's had some really good games, played really well against Melbourne there in the league, and then played well, you know, after league play as well. You know, tonight I had a feeling it'd be her night, just because how well she's been shooting the basketball in practice. I didn't know if he'd go man. I thought that that'd probably be the way that he'd want to guard us, just because we had that experience last year when they ran that 1-3-1. But, you know, when Sage went down, they continued to rotate out of that 1-3-1, and we got Allison in our corner. And against that defense, that's where you got to hit your shots. And she knocked them down for us, and we did a really good job of skipping the basketball and getting some good shots for her.
Well, you get to play Wednesday, and you, I can tell you, you know a couple of teams, hopefully. South Haven, who beat Hartford.
Yep.
And, you know, there's Hanover again.
Yep.
Hanover again, and hopefully more. We'll see who you draw.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, we know right now with those three teams, we're going to wind up on the same side as Hanover. It's just the way it goes. And, you know, we kind of need that. You know, it's we know this. It won't be a Hartford-Lebo-Hanover in the state championship. It just won't be.
Yeah.
You know, South Haven's going to get the one seed, and then either us or Hanover's going to get the two, and then the next person's going to get the three. So it's just the way it's going to go. And, you know, I think our girls feel confident about the way they're playing. You know, Sage, you know, could have kind of given a little bit there, but came out and played well. Girls did a good job of getting her the basketball tonight in the low post. Against that, you know, but man, Sierra Crouch all over the place. Abby Jones holds number 15, the Kaufman girl, to 5 tonight. Is that right? Ended up with 5 tonight, I think.
Loso girl was held in check.
I mean, there's nobody here over 6. I mean, that's just, you know, giving up 22 points. We give up 28 on the season. You know, just our defense carries us, and that's a team. That's a team thing to do. You stunt gaps, you fly around, you get hands. hands up, you box out, you don't give second chance opportunities, and that's what we did tonight, and we took care of the basketball too. Really proud of the way we took care of the ball. Actually was able to get some stuff in our press when I didn't think we were going to. I thought that got going a little bit, but again, inside out basketball, toughness basketball, and that's what I like to see.
Well, Coach, congratulations, and making it out to Colby, you got to be excited.
Hey, very excited. That's a long trip out there, but you know what? Anything worth that is worth going that far for, right?
Yeah.
Anything that good, for sure, and we're excited about it.
Most definitely, Coach. Congrats on the win, and I wasn't done talking to you. I just got to say, congrats on this one, and we'll be following you guys out to Colby.
Hey, all right.
I don't think it's going to be me, though. I think Ken's got the assignment.
Ken's got the assignment. Yep. Okay.
So I can tell you this. But we had three teams get to state tonight.
Okay, great.
Yeah, Osage City made
it. Osage City pulled it off.
Chase County boys are going to state.
Okay.
And you guys.
And us so far, okay.
Yeah, so.
All right, well, I'm hoping our boys can follow in suit tomorrow.
Well, I hope you'll probably be here. You'll get to see the great Ken tomorrow.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Appreciate everything that you guys do. And
yeah,
it's been great.
Thanks. That was fun.
It was a fun game tonight.
You know
what, girls basketball is fun. It's pretty exciting stuff.
It's just like the Hartford boys when I saw that.
Yeah, that's right. We carry that over. They play with tremendous toughness, and I just love it about them. They're competitors, and they compete.
Most definitely. Coach, thanks, and see you in Colby next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That is Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner joining us here in postgame. His team on to the state tournament, 52-22. Back one final time after this. You're listening to Lebo postseason basketball.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, free self-serve bays and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Crib and Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Mix 104.9.
And back one final time from Jerry Alexander Arena on the campus of McPherson Christian College, or Central Christian College in McPherson. Once again, our final scores here tonight. South Haven defeats Hartford 32-31. Lebo wins 52-22. We'll have full recap on KVOE.com here late tonight, because I'll be getting back here within the next 90 minutes or so. Making a straight trip. It's about a little over 70 miles. So real quickly, two games tomorrow on the boys' side, 1A1 and 1A2. We'll have Opie Central Burden, Country 101.7 FM, 5 p.m. with Michael Deeker. Ken Hansen will be here in my spot tomorrow, as it'll be Lebo Hartford and for a trip to Colby on the line. So full recap coming on KVOE.com. Later on tonight, we'll have a recap from all of our area games tomorrow as well, coming up on KVOE.com. And then when we get the state brackets, we'll get a story out and then announce our postseason coverage. So that'll do it here from Central Christian College. South Haven defeats
Hartford 32-31. Lebo wins 52-22 over Central Christian. Special thanks to Connie Osorio back at the KVOE studios in Emporia. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Thanks for tuning in to Lebo and Hartford postseason basketball here on Mix 104.9. Bidding you a good evening from Jerry Alexander Arena in McPherson on the campus of Central Christian College. You've been listening to area postseason basketball on Mix 104.9.
You've been listening to the Area Game of the Week. The preceding has been an exclusive presentation of Emporia's radio stations. All rights reserved.
Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart could go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it.